my butt and call me a biscuit.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Awesome company right here in South Carolina, over Northeast Georgia. It is our great friends over at Harbin Lumber. If you're an upstate builder, remodeler, or handyman, here's what they're going to do with you. They're going to team with you. They know that, man, they've got so much going on, and your days are long, and you're competing for jobs, and your niches, you're trying to find your way in your market, and so you don't need to be waiting on your materials. And you want great materials, and you want it at great prices. Let them team with you. Let them make you more efficient with your time. Let them make you more efficient with your money. A full-service lumber yard for 100 years, Harbin Lumber has been treating people right, and that's how they keep doing it. You know, without you, the builder, remodel, handyman, they have nothing. It is our great friends at Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. Tony Morrell, thebigspur.com, joins us. Tony, thank goodness this is the last time we're going to talk for a long time where there's not stuff going on the field at South Carolina. Hope you're doing well this morning. Let's begin by talking about the Big Spur and what you guys have on tap and how you the big plans you might have for to cover this pretty tricky camp down in Columbia.
Yeah, we'll have our staff of guys down there on a daily basis to cover as much of practice as they can. Usually the media's allowed in for the first couple of sessions, and then you of course have full coverage after practice with covering Coach Muschamp, the players that do interviews, and should be like you said, an intriguing camp, and I think a fun camp for the fans to follow. And no better place to do it than thebigspur.com.
I'll ask you just recruiting just to start things off, because I want to get on the field with some things that are going to start happening this Friday. Recruiting storylines you guys are following is Cam Smith. I know might be one of these. I'll ask you first with Cam Smith. It's got to be a done deal. It sounds like it's a done deal to South Carolina.
Yeah, I think so. I think South Carolina's in a good position there. He took an unofficial visit recently, brought his family on campus and had a great time, and really got an in-depth look at everything from the academic side of things to the facilities to you know, how he would be used in the defense. He got all his questions answered, and he plans to announce after his first game on August 17th, and I think all signs point to South Carolina. The other big story right now we're following is Luke Doty, the quarterback, 2020 quarterback out of Myrtle Beach, was on campus yesterday with his parents, had a great visit, and I think he's another one who is getting close to pulling the trigger, and I think the Gamecocks are in a good position with him as well.
What kind of quarterback is he? What kind of quarterback, what would he bring to the table if he does commit to South Carolina?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of similarities between him and Connor Shaw. Shaw is a guy who played a lot of receiver in high school and made the transition to quarterback late in his high school career, and that's what Doty is doing. I think he's a natural leader like Connor Shaw was, a really good kid, comes from a great family. And he needs experience at the quarterback position, but I think he has the natural tools to be a good one. A guy that can throw it well, but also beat you with his feet, and just has a natural knack for the game. So I think he would be a good pickup for him, maybe not an immediate impact guy, but with Ryan and Lynch coming into this class as the likely successor to Jake Bentley, I think it makes sense to bring in a guy in the 2020 class that maybe a little bit more of a developmental guy, or a guy you can work in different packages for early in his career than him having a chance to be the starter down the line.
Is he, compared to Dakarion Joyner, athletic-wise, better passer, not as good a passer, better athlete, not as good as athlete, does he compare to Joyner in any ways?
I think he's a better passer, a more natural passer at this stage of the game. I'd say Joyner's probably a little bit more athletic, maybe a little bit faster. But Doty put up good numbers at South Carolina's camp. He had a 37.5-inch vertical leap, and really ran well and did some good things athletically too. But I think just from a natural standpoint, I think he's a better passer at the same stage.
Let's talk about this camp coming up. Details that they start Friday. Camp, everything's closed right now. I guess he'll open up maybe something maybe later. But right now, do we know anything about the public being able to come?
Not yet. I think last fall he opened up one practice for the public to be able to come in, and I would think he would do something similar this year. But no date has been announced on that front.
This camp, major storylines, I'll let you choose first. Give me the two or three or four things, whatever, the major storylines that will be uncovered. I got some specific things to ask you, but in your mind, what are the most important things that the Gamecocks need to accomplish with this upcoming fall camp?
Well, I think a lot of it centers around depth, building depth and determining which young players they can count on, you know, or even inexperienced players. And some of the junior college transfers and things like that, they've got to get a sense of, you know, who can they count on in the secondary from a depth standpoint. J.C. Horn has made some noise this summer. Israel Mukwama has made a lot of noise since he enrolled in January. Jalen Dickerson's coming off of injury. Can Jamias Williams be a safety? You know, a lot of questions centering around the secondary and depth. How much can they get from the graduate transfers back there? Similar story at linebacker. They've got some players who played last year, but there's going to be some guys in the rotation that don't have a lot of experience, and they need to find out what they can expect from them. On the offensive line, they feel really good about their starters, but there's a lot of questions about who can provide depth and who's ready to be a regular contributor as a backup for them on the offensive line. So Eric Wolford will spend a lot of time with those young guys and get a sense of which ones are ready and which ones need more time. I think at running back, Rico Dowdle is a guy that has to show he can be more durable this year. He and Will Muschamp had a heart-to-heart back in the spring, and Dowdle has had a good summer in the weight room. He's improved his diet, done some of the things the coaches have asked him to do to take care of his body. But, you know, I think he's the guy that's the most proof of the running backs, but he's gotten banged up a lot. So he needs to show that he can stay healthy, and I think that starts in fall practice and needs to have a good one. And then Tyson Williams there as well needs to show that he can be a guy who can be counted on in game scenarios on a consistent basis. So we'll see if Marcus Lattimore's presence will help him. I think it will to some degree, but we'll have to see how much once the games roll around. But, I think generally speaking, they feel pretty good about their starters. It's just a matter of determining which young guys and inexperienced guys can help them from a depth standpoint and which ones are ready and which ones aren't.
You mentioned the secondary. There's a lot of people that are doing a lot of different things in the secondary. And even then, you're asking guys to move around. And versatility appears to be a very good part of, if you want to play a lot of plays, be pretty versatile. Is there a guy back there that is a key in that secondary guy that you might see at corner, might see at nickel, might see at safety, a guy that can move around? Is there some versatility that they do have back there with the guys?
I think, Jamias Williams is a guy that falls into that category with, we'll see what kind of impact he can make at safety, but he can also play nickel and could play outside, I think, in certain situations. I think Steven Montak has maybe been the most versatile of the guys. You don't hear his name a lot in terms of, when people talk about the valuable members of South Carolina's defense. He's not one of the first names you're going to hear. But he just makes plays, and he's played corner, he's played nickel, he's played safety, and is a guy that can move around, and I think he isn't going to jump out at you athletically, but he makes some big plays, makes some big hits, and I think is the guy that I know the coaches are definitely counting on to play a versatile role for them this year.
Just in my mind, I'm trying to put my head around it. I know that the roles are changing an awful lot. With Williams at his size and Mukwama, that guy, at his size, it's a little bit different seeing him in different places. Are those guys, are they in the right places? Where would you put them? Where do you think they fit in? You're talking about two polar opposites when it comes to height.
Yeah, Mukwama
is
a guy that you don't think of him as a guy who can really be a corner. He's actually he's over 6'4". I think he measured like 6'4.5". But you watch him cover and he can do it. And I think he can, could he outgrow corner? Maybe. But I think this year he's a corner all the way and is going to stay there this season. And, you know, if he fills out and ends up getting up 215, 220, something like that, then he may have to make the transition to safety down the line. But right now, he's done everything the coaches have asked him to do at cornerback, and I think he's going to stay there at least for this season, if not longer. And Jamias Williams is a guy that is short, and I think they want to put him in a position where he can make as many plays as possible. And I think they have a role in mind, similar to how Tyrann Mathieu played at LSU as a guy that played safety, but made a lot of plays, and you could still match him up in man-to-man in certain situations, but also give him the freedom to roam and use his speed and anticipation skills to make big plays. And I haven't seen him play safety. He missed the spring because of an off-season shoulder procedure he had done. So we'll have to see how he makes that transition this fall. But worst case, he'll stay at nickel. But I think they would like to have him emerge as a playmaker at safety, and then have Keyshawn Nixon as the nickel and Nick Harvey and Rashad Fenton as the corners, and then have someone else win that safety job opposite Williams and go from there.
You mentioned linebacker. Green's kind of an intriguing guy to me. Brunson, I thought, played really well last year. And then Bryson Allen Williams, as a senior of the group, am I right by having a little bit of concern there, either A, Andrew or B, productivity-wise, but I would rank is it crazy to think that the most experienced guy, Bryson Allen Williams, might be the biggest question mark among starting linebackers?
I don't think that's the case. I think they feel pretty good about him and the role they've put together for him. He's going to play some at linebacker, but he's also going to play some at buck. I don't know that he'll ever be what he was billed to be coming out of high school, but I do think he's a guy that's going to have a good season for them if he can stay healthy. He had a really good spring, and I think the coaches feel good about how they're going to use him this year and really have come up with a plan that's going to suit him and his strengths as a player. Brunson, I think, is the verbal leader, the guy, vocal leader, the guy that is going to make sure everyone's in the right spot there in the middle. And I think Sherrod Green has a chance to really make a big jump from year one to year two. He played a lot last year. He missed the bowl game because of injury, but was really coming on as the season progressed. And I think you're going to see his productivity go up quite a bit in year two.
Brian McClendon, as a play caller, I think the sheer number of plays is going to help. Obviously, the volume of plays is going to help that. But in trying to get these offensive numbers up, first 2 years under Muschamp, 20 points a game, 24 points a game, 348 through the total offense the first year, 337 last year. You feel better about the offensive passing numbers coming up or the offensive running numbers coming up as a result of McClendon calling plays now?
That's a tough one to answer. Because I just haven't really seen him do it other than the bowl game against Michigan when they were pretty balanced overall, at least in the second half. Didn't have a whole lot go right in the first half of that game offensively. Michigan really controlled the line of scrimmage. They made some nice adjustments in the second half. And, I think he wants to be pretty balanced. I know the RPO is going to be a big part of the offense. That's something that Dan Werner had a lot of success with at Ole Miss. And he and Brian McClendon have worked together to make that a bigger part of the Gamecock offense. And I think that suits Jake Bentley. I think Bentley is better when he has a chance to make a quick decision versus having to stay in the pocket and really scan the field and wait for things to develop. Sometimes that's when he forces things or his fundamentals get a little bit off, throws off his back foot, things like that. But I think McClendon wants to be balanced. He wants to be able to run the football even when the defense knows the run is probably coming. And that starts with the offensive line, and they feel like they're going to have a bigger, stronger offensive line with Bailey back at guard and Stanley at center, and that's going to help him in some of those short yardage situations. But overall, I think he wants to be balanced, and I think a lot will depend on the defense and what the defense is giving them. The opposing defense, that is, I think they want to have the ability to, if the defense is giving them the run, they want to take it. If they're giving them the pass, they want to be able to capitalize on that as well.
We talked a little bit about this in the offseason, but with Hayden Hurst gone, where are they or how are they different? And are they better in the other areas with Crosby and Pollard and August and Mark Wayne Henson and some of those guys? How are they different? And is there some places where they might be a little bit better even though the high draft pick left?
Well, I don't think they have any one guy who can do all the things that Hurst could do. You know, he's a guy that you didn't lose anything when he was staying in as a blocker, and you didn't lose anything when he went out as a receiver. He just was a guy that could do it all at tight end. I don't think they have one guy who fits that bill. I think Jacob August is a guy that can help them quite a bit as a blocker. You know, not so much as a receiver. He'll catch the occasional pass, but that's not really his strength or you know, what he's out there to do for the most part. Crosby's a little bit of the opposite. He's a guy that can really help you in the receiving game. He'll battle as a blocker and has some strength, but he's undersized and is going to have a hard time with certain guys. So they have to be smart on, you know, when they use him as a blocker and when they send him out to run routes. You know, Evan Henson is an intriguing guy who has spent a lot of time with the basketball team, and I think that has slowed his football development. I think he's getting to the point where he's going to have to make a decision to focus on one sport or the other. And I think, you know, athletically and just, you know, he's 6'4", 235, 240. I think football is probably the one where he would have a better shot to make a living at it down the line, but we still have a lot of questions with him and don't know what to expect from him. Keel Pollard is a lot like Crosby. They do have some packages where they can get them on the field together and try to create some mismatches and get the ball in their hands to make some things happen. But I think it'll be more of a group effort this year than it was with Hayden Hurst last year. But, you know, I think whether they can be better or more productive there remains to be seen. But I think it's probably going to be tough. But I do think Crosby is a guy who can have a good year for them.
Before let's go again, remind us, camp starts this Friday, and I know you guys have a big plan for rolling out a bunch of coverage for Will Muschamp in his fall camp.
Absolutely. We'll have full coverage of on a daily basis of camp. John Whittle and Hale McGranahan and John Del Bianco will all three be down there every day, and should be an intriguing camp and a fun camp for the fans to follow, and bigspur.com is the place to do it.
As usual, always appreciate it, buddy. Have a great day, man, and let's review a little practice next week when we visit.
Sounds good. Look forward to it.
All right, Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. Short break. We'll come back. Love to hear from you. Phone line. We haven't done any Twitter stuff. We'll do Twitter when we come back. Also, man, I've got more text messages anybody can take a stick at, and we'll open up phone lines again with Zach. I'm Mickey Moore after this. Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Fort Knox Climate Storage of SC, now offering exclusive pricing for listeners. 10x10 dry storage units, $50 per month. 10x15 units, $60 per month. Roomy 10x20 units, $80 per month. Lowest price of the year on climate control storage units. Summer cleaning, moving, need more space in your home or garage? Store your stuff with confidence. Call 502-0099 today and mention the Roar to lock in your offer. Fort Knox Storage, where top-notch security is the standard. Go Tigers!
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
July is National Ice Cream Month, when we celebrate the frozen deliciousness of our favorite ice cream. Nothing celebrates National Ice Cream Month like Clemson's Best Gourmet Ice Cream, available in four distinctly southern flavors. To find out more, go to clemsonsbest.com.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
What? Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing. Sorry. Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Hurry in today and get two made-from-scratch country ham biscuits for just $3. Breakfast is so good, they serve it all day. Bojangles, it's bow time.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Coming through loud and clear.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, they blew up a chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble bussing in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble out on the promenade.
Hey, my friends Zero Res have a great August special coming up. I'll tell you more about that tomorrow. Hey, Zero Res, stop.
Thursday,
yeah. Stop with the soaps and residues. Stop with the chemicals. And make it safer for your pets and your family. And get with the highest approval rating of any carpet and rug institute. It's a number one cleaning system by independent testing laboratory. It's Zero Res. Zero Res, $129, three rooms. They've got an awesome, really staff that's out there ready to help you. ZeroResGreenville.com, 558-7300, 558-7300. Cut a couple commercials for them yesterday, and I know they have huge plans for the fall. Kids are going back to school, and they left a mess behind from the summer. So ZeroRes, ZeroResGreenville.com. Don't forget to ask about the air duct cleaning special as well. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. You learn anything there from our friend Tony Morrell, TheBigSport.com?
Yeah, that's a national championship team.
I'm talking about like personnel wise. I'm intrigued by this Israel Makamaru. What? I'm intrigued by 6'4", 6'5", cornerback. I'm interested to see how that's going to work out. Our telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let me get a couple of our Twitter mentions so far today. Ed made a good point when in the Jim Harbaugh statement about chicken and other white meats taking the place of beef and pork. Ed made a good point. Pork is white meat.
This is touché, why Ed. You don't listen to Jim Harbaugh.
Right. Touché, Ed. Jimmy writes in on Twitter, Mickey, the best brisket rub of all time is salt and pepper. Grab a bottle of Morton's and a McCormick's and put that Traeger grill to good use. I've only done one brisket so far. It wasn't great. I went to the grocery store and got the meat, and it didn't turn out all that great. Remember earlier I said where ice cream, getting ice cream for a cause is the best cause? CU90 says, ice cream for diabetes, ice cream for obesity awareness. Mickey Pollard, LOL. Very good. Finally, Jeff writes in on Twitter, are we headed for a two-quarterback system, and if so, what kind will it be? Are we talking Chris Leak, Tim Tebow, or Stanley Jackson and Joe Germain? I think both will play. I think both will play more than one series. I don't think it's going to be like token series. I think as the season goes on, whoever is more efficient will continue to get more snaps. I don't think that will change week to week. I think that will be an evolution of keeping. Look, playing two quarterbacks is smart, not while the game's in the balance, but with injuries. Didn't you have to go back to Cole Stout when Deshaun Watson on two different occasions? In the Louisville game, in the Georgia Tech game, and in the Oklahoma game? Three different occasions.
I mean, injuries, yeah.
You had to go back to it. So
not because of playing.
Right, right. So but my point was, I think it's smart because who knows? Who knows who you're going to need? And you need both to be engaged, and you need Chase Brice to be engaged in the season.
Sure.
So I want to play, for the sake of argument, if Trevor Lawrence beats him out, I want Kelly Bryant to still play some snaps to keep him engaged because who knows? You know, who knows what's going to happen? But I think what we'll see is a system where one quarterback will show that they are more efficient, more effective, the offense will look better, and at some point in time, that person will continue to get more snaps. I think that percentage will grow. I think it'll be a lot more 50-50 early in the season and a lot less late in the season as you make your championship run in November.
You think it's going to be 50-50 to start the season?
No, not 50-50, but it'll be closer to 50-50 in September than it will be in November.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying.
Texter said could play different quarterback depending on defensive substitutions packages for QB. I think you have packages doing what they do best. Now, substitution, you know, the defense gets to substitute last.
That's a dangerous game to play, though, isn't it?
Play clock.
What did we talk about the other day with running backs? You got to get them lathered up.
Lathered up. Not just that. But
quarterbacks might be kind of the same thing, no?
But you need to have an identity on offense, too. And your offensive linemen don't need to be saying, okay, well, now you can bring in Bryant, they're going to run the ball, so you bring in Lawrence, they're going to throw the ball, and you're giving it away and making it tougher on the offensive linemen. Leon is in Anderson, Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. Hey, good morning, Leon. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Fine. Good morning. How you doing?
Man, I'm fantastic. Hope you are, too.
I'm doing good. Just got a couple of just opinions about that quarterback situation up there. I mean, Mickey, do you not agree? This is my thought process. I just think that, you know, I've said this before when I've talked to you. I really think that when you come in with all this controversy about two quarterbacks and you're kind of torn, I think it just messes up the chemistry of that team. Do you not think that?
I don't think the team – I think the team knows that. I think the team knows that there is a competition. I would almost look at it as like – I mean, it did – look, did it hurt Georgia last year with chemistry with Fromm and Eason? Now, that was an injury, but did it hurt Alabama when Tua came in late? Those two teams were in the national championship game. Did it hurt the Eagles? And that was an injury, but they played two different quarterbacks. Maybe going into it a little bit there, and those aren't great examples of exactly quarterback competition. But there's a lot of teams out here who don't know the starting quarterback's going to be, and you'll have sides in it, Leon. I don't disagree with that. But here's the thing about chemistry, and maybe I'm wrong. I think we're to the point now where, yeah, you got some seniors that are probably close to Bryant, and, yeah, you got some freshmen that are probably close to Lawrence, and the seniors will hold more water there and weight there. But I think that, for the most part, I think the guys want to play the best player who wins, who gives you the best chance at winning. And so I don't think and it would be different if these were like bad guys and ones that like, you know what, we really like this guy, but we really hate this other guy. I don't think that's the case. I think they want to win a national championship. And whoever gets the best chance, I think is going to do that.
I agree with that. But one thing I just look at, too, I look at those comparisons that you mentioned earlier. And when you think about Nick Saban in that national championship game, he was desperate at the end because he knew Georgia had his number. So he had to try something to try to get that win.
Right.
And I think that with the other situation with the Eason getting hurt, you know, they had no choice to put him in. Here's the thing, what I say about it. We all know Trevor Lawrence is eventually going to take over that starting spot. I just don't know at this point if Kelly Bryant has done much to lose the starting job, because when you look at it, and I'm not really a Kelly Bryant fan, you know, I'm just looking at the facts that this guy did everything you really wanted him to do last year up until he got hurt, and they still tried to play him in that Syracuse game and he got more injured. But when you look at it, only thing he really did wrong last year is he couldn't beat Alabama. And like we've all looked at it, Deshaun Watson couldn't have beat Alabama last year. So I think when you look at that, Let Kelly Bryant just go through the process, and if he stinks up the place, go Trevor Lawrence in. That's my take. I'll take
it. Leon, I appreciate the phone call. I don't think, and I could be wrong on this, Zach or Mr. Or 24 Jack Lake Tonto, Eskimo Shoe Brother. I don't think. I don't think that someone has to lose the job. You mentioned on yesterday's show. You don't have to lose a game to lose the job. You have to. I don't think Kelly Bryant has the job to lose. That's not the way I hear Dabo Swinney talking about it. I think that Kelly Bryant can still win the job. I think Trevor Lawrence can still win the job.
A little Freudian slip right there.
They can still win the job. I don't think the other person has to lose the job. Agree or disagree?
I think that Trevor can lose the job. Yeah, I think it would be much harder for Kelly to lose the job.
You say, how could Trevor lose the job like it's not his job? Because how do you lose something you never had?
If he does get it, I think he's able to lose it easier than Kelly Bryant is able to lose this job right now.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
The second part of that is... I lost my train of thought. Losing to Alabama last year. So what's the point he made about all Kelly Bryant deals not lose to Alabama last year? I don't think that it's great to say what you did last year. Doesn't Dabo talk about it's not a lifetime contract and you got to go out and prove it again, and you know what you did last year is good and you like experience.
Absolutely.
I heard Brent Venable say one time, I'd rather have talent than experience.
That's why we are going through spring and summer practice here.
Right. I know what I disagree with. To say that Deshaun Watson wouldn't have beat Alabama last year, completely disagree. 100% totally disagree. I think Deshaun Watson would have beat Alabama last year convincingly. Clemson's defense held Alabama 261 yards.
That team last year was worse than the team the prior season.
Right. Now, he didn't have Mike Williams and Wayne Gallman and Artavis Scott and Jordan Leggett, but Deshaun Watson would have beat Alabama last year. Now, that's not fair. I'm not saying anything about Caleb Brown, but I disagree with those who would say that Deshaun Watson wouldn't beat. I think he would have beat him and beat him convincingly. One of the biggest differences in Clemson's defense, our offense the year before, was that field position wasn't a difference. And in that game, it's field position. So, we'll see that. Texas could end up being like Connor Shaw and Garcia. Team was divided. Yeah, except for one thing. Garcia was a bad dude. Steven Garcia wasn't a good dude. He's a dude who's getting arrested.
Hey, spell divided for me.
Divided? Oh, not D-E-V-I-D like the guy said there. D-I-V.
D-I-V.
Trevor Lawrence is a good dude. And Kelly Bryant's a good dude. I don't think
we just talked about... We don't, you want them to represent your university in a positive way and you're rooting for them to be good people.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to be a good quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm. That's it. But it helps to have good dudes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, do that. You know, like we got to choose between the villain. There is no villain in this case.
Ben Batson.
Hey, you know.
Coming for your jobs.
I knew it was going to be like this. Can you imagine what it's going to be like after the very first week and one plays 34 snaps, one plays 32 snaps, and you go, why did he play 34 and one play 32?
I don't think it's going to be that close in snaps.
What do you think it's going to look like?
I think Kelly probably takes upwards of 70% of those snaps.
Disagree with that. Against Furman?
Mm-hmm.
The only reason to play 70, well, it's not going to be 70-30 because Chase Bryce is going to play against Furman.
70-20-10.
Okay, let's say Clemson
70-20-10,
runs.
70-20-10, Ben Batson.
No, let's say Clemson runs 80 plays against Furman. Can you go for that?
Sure.
You're telling me with those 80 plays, Kelly Bryant's going to be in there for 56 plays. That for 80 plays, that Trevor Lawrence is going to be in there for 16 plays. And Chase Bryce came in for 6 plays. I don't see that at all. If you run 80 plays, I think Bryant runs 40, Lawrence runs 30, Bryce runs 10.
I mean, you have to assume that Kelly Bryant, unless something happens this summer, unless this gap gets closed and there's a pass, you have to assume he's starting against Furman, and then because of that, he's probably going to start against A&M. Why would you not give your starter the lion's share of reps that game?
Why would you is because he needs to build some confidence. The last two times we've seen Kelly Bryant in the Sugar Bowl in the spring game, he didn't look like he was very confident.
That's what I'm saying.
I can agree with that part of it. He looked indecisive. He looked tentative. And he didn't look confident. So build that up, back up, yes. Get that mojo back.
Mojo.
Right. But the other side of it is
that mojo.
Have a 30-point lead against Furman and let him tear his Achilles or his knee or whatever. He goes, what's he doing in there, man? You know.
I mean, there's risk of injury all the time.
I get that.
You can injure your leg walking across Library Bridge.
I would say that the story of the Furman game will be how Trevor Lawrence plays and how getting his very first college action. We know what. Look, would it surprise you if Kelly Bryant played great against Furman?
No, it's expected.
Right. So you,
Furman's ranked though to start the season in the SoCon.
In the tallest midget pole. Mm-hmm. Listen, would it surprise you if he wouldn't surprise you? So what would you be proving there?
I mean, not to us, proving to himself.
Right. That's a good point.
Let's make sure this kid has a little confidence.
I'm glad we agreed upon that and talked about that. But the story there would be, man, let's see these other guys. Let's see. Chase Bryce never played in a college game before.
Hey, I'm a Chase Bryce guy through and through.
I am too.
I'll die on that hill if I have to.
Even our texter said you can't love but one of those guys. I love Chase Bryce. So that's interesting stuff. All right, let me get William quickly before our final break. William, thanks for hanging on so long, man. How you doing?
Hey, man, how are you?
Couldn't be better. Hope you are too.
I got a question. I want y'all to break it down for me. I'm sure you will. Now, we got these quarterback dilemmas at Clemson, correct? We got quarterback dilemmas at Georgia, correct? Which scenario would you rather have? Would you rather have Kelly Bryant, which is an efficient runner? I agree. But Fromm has been proven to be an efficient passer. We agree on that, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And we got a quarterback replacing our quarterback eventually that is a dual-threat quarterback. Trevor Lawrence is not a dual-threat quarterback. Is that correct?
He's a better athlete than you think, but no, he's a passer first.
Okay. Which problem had you rather have? I'm just asking. You see what I'm saying? Which problem had you rather have?
I would say this. I would say that Fromm's grasp of Georgia's job is stronger than Bryant's grasp of the Clemson job. And of right. The four, in terms of talent-wise, I would say I'd go Lawrence, Fields, Fromm, Bryant. But because you
said,
when it's all said and done, I think that Fromm, and he's going to improve a lot too from freshman to sophomore. Ceiling wise, Fields has a bigger ceiling, no doubt about that. But I think Fromm's pretty secure in his starting role at Georgia right now. And you'll see a package for Fields, but Fields still has a long way to go in terms of being a passing quarterback.
Well, I agree, but I believe that me and you and all of us, we got good quarterback problems right now. There's a lot of people in the league,
no doubt,
that just wish they had one of our backups. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt anyway, about it. Yep, no doubt.
Have a good day, bro.
Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Well, I want to tell you about our Numbers Matter. Numbers Matter, University Colleges, universitycolleges.com. Our great friends at University Colleges. You know, here's a number that matters right now. Clemson's trying to get that offense back. Zach Wilmer, 24. Last year, 430 yards a game. Before that, 504, 515, 408 in the Coastal year, 508, 513. You got to get that number back up. 500 is the standard here now. As far as the passing numbers go, the year before, 334. The year before, 292. Last year's 236. Got to get those numbers back up. Points per game, basically around 40. The previous 5 years before, 41, 40, 30 in the Coastal year, 38 and 39. Last year, 33. You got to get those numbers back up. And you got to do it because, as those guys said, you got to get the downfield passing game going again. Those numbers matter. University Colleges, universitycolleges.com. Hey, you're looking for that great place to live if you're a student right now. These are your own individual cottages. This isn't a townhome, a duplex, an apartment building. These are your own cottages. There's nothing attached to them. You're going to love that. When you look at the overall, ceiling fans in every single room, widescreen TV in the bedrooms, all the appliances, all the granite countertops, everything you got there, it's awesome. You're going to love it. It's our great friends at University Cottages. A convenient location right there at Ingalls, cat bus line, safety features, pet friendly, everything you're looking for. And you're going to pay much, much, much less every single month. Get in touch with them, University Cottages, 784-3400, 784-3400. A break, come back, final segment after this.
Hey, Clemson football fans, this is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that 6-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all 6 of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
Two of the most popular rooms in the house now have an event to match. The Summer Kitchen and Bath event now at the Home Depot, where you'll find the stylish Delta Porter 8-inch bath faucet with brushed nickel finish at a new lower price of just $99. It's the perfect finishing touch to that bath update. And at this price, even easier to get your hands on. Save at the Summer Kitchen and Bath event. Going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 19th while supplies last.
Your home is your largest investment. Its value is enhanced by the way it looks on the outside, as well as what's on the inside. That goes for your yard as well. An investment in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden is an investment in your home. From robotic mowers to tractors and zero turns, as well as trimmers, blowers, chainsaws, and hedge trimmers, Husqvarna and Easley Lawn and Garden are trusted experts. Husqvarna offers many options for you as a homeowner or as a commercial landscape professional. Find Husqvarna equipment locally at Easley Lawn and Garden. They have the knowledge, the expertise, the parts, and repairs you can depend on. Husqvarna has been around for many years, just like Easley Lawn and Garden. Invest in them like you would your home. Your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online, easleylawn.com.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Coming through loud and clear.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have
my friends at Palmetto Dunes want you to come by. Palmetto Dunes at PalmettoDunes.com. I don't know what it is, but as of late, my emails, my text, my Twitter stuff, I'm being inundated with people who said, hey, we went to Palmetto Dunes this summer. I imagine it's a really good summer at Palmetto Dunes. I need to check to make sure this is the case with the folks, but had a great summer. And here's what I'm telling you about just how awesome it is there. That every member of the family has something to do. Isn't that cool? Every single member, there's something for you to do. The young folks, the you know, boy or girl, toddler, or 18-year-old, the kids. Mom's going to love it. Dad's going to love it. Take the grandparents. Take everybody down. Versatility is one of the best things that they have there. So great friends over at Palmetto Dunes, the award-winning resort, all the golf. You probably talk more golf than anything else right now. Look, and the Jones course, the Hills course, and Fazio course, they're doing awesome things. Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com. I'm pretty excited about this, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24. On our upcoming U.S. Amateur, which is out at Pebble Beach this year, August 13th through the 19th, we have 10 South Carolina natives. Ryan Martyr from Columbia, Trent and Trevor Phillips from Inman, Trace Crow from Easley, Stephen Bear from Florence, Jake Carter from Aiken, Zach Gordon from Gaffney, Andrew Orsicek from Hilton Head, Garrett Reband from York, Jeremy Graff from Daniel Island. 10 South Carolina natives going to the USAM at Pebble Beach. Awesome stuff there. Pebble Beach is great. Is a great resort. So is Palmetto Dunes. An award-winning resort for an entire family. It's Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Awfully glad those guys are a part of us and still supporting junior golf. And a really, really cool event coming up out at Pebble Beach with those folks. It's Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com. Get in touch with those good folks. Get on the email list. You're going to love Palmetto Dunes. Final segment of the show. This show flew by to me.
Yeah, it really went quickly.
We are off tomorrow.
I won't be doing this show tomorrow. I won't do it.
If we change our mind, you would do it.
Hey, let me be clear about something. You will not find
You're
me
so
in
tough,
here tomorrow.
Man. Tough guy. Tell me what's going to happen in the trading deadline today.
For Major League Baseball, 4 o'clock today, trade deadline for you local fans. Look for the Braves to probably add another arm somewhere in their rotation, if not their bullpen, if they can. They need some kind of help if they're going to make a push against Philadelphia in the NL East. For us here, the real fans, Mickey Potter, the Yankee fans, still some rumors out there that they're involved in a couple of different talks, and Chris Archer, maybe even Bryce Harper being one of them or two of them. We'll see what happens. Keep an eye on that until 4 o'clock this afternoon.
I don't see. All right, let me ask you something right quick. Who would you give up if you're the Yankees? Who would you give up for Bryce Harper?
Who would I give up for Bryce Harper?
You only get him for a couple of months now. He's a free agent.
I think a deal has to hinge on a extension being signed almost immediately. Mm. And I'd give up Andujar. I'd give up the third baseman.
Be tough.
I wouldn't give up Sheffield. I wouldn't give up Justice Sheffield. I'd probably throw some of that signing money at them if they really needed it. And you'd probably give up a couple more pitching prospects, to be honest with you. Mm. His value is at an all-time low right now.
Yeah, he's not had a great year.
He's not having a fantastic
Plus,
season.
Plus,
he's a free agent. They're out of the running. I mean, this is time to buy.
Can I tell you this? I don't like the trading deadline.
They can have Sonny Gray if they want him.
Sonny Gray's better than you think he is. Give
Sonny
him a chance.
Gray.
I bet he pitches well in the playoffs.
I hate Sonny Gray.
I don't like the trading deadline stuff.
Why?
Because if I'm a fan of a team, look, I know we're not going to contend now, but what so much is about controlling the prospects and controlling the contracts.
Yep.
That let me like the Minnesota Twins right now have traded Escobar, Lynn, Presley, and Duke so far, and Brian Dozier is probably going to be traded today. If you're a Minnesota Twins fan and you have season tickets,
yep,
I know your team's not great. Look, I get it. You are. Let me see how many games you're back right now. And I know that for the long term, it's the right thing for you to do. But the Twins are 8 games back.
They were in the playoff last year.
But like, what gives me reason to get in my car and go down and watch the Twins? You're going to trade away your whole team now.
Guys, you've been watching, you know, for years and years. Joe Mauer's still on the team, isn't he?
Yeah. Look, I don't like you. Yeah, he is. I don't like it, though.
You don't like Joe Mauer?
I like Joe Mauer. I don't like the fact that you just trade away everything. Like, you panic, trade it all away to rebuild and reboot for 5 more years down the road. I don't like that at all.
Hates the good old American boy, Joe Mauer. Noted.
I like Joe Mauer. All right, let me finish up on a couple of these quickly. Eight, six, seven, five, three, Raven Larry writes in, if Dabo can be successful with co-coordinators, he can make a co-quarterback work. I think you see both guys play. I think we're at that right now.
It's not a guess. That is a fact. That's what he's told us already.
Yeah. Billy Boat from Anderson. Love you guys' show. Thank you, Billy. Kelly Bryant will be removed as a starter midway through the A&M game as the latest major reps that will go to Trevor Lawrence. I made the mistake of rewatching the Sugar Bowl on SEC Network every time Kelly was in trouble. He was flat-footed in the pocket, no bounce, not on his toes, not being able to scramble, made to look took unnecessary sacks. Could have seen Hunter Johnson come in and pull us through. He could have done no worse than two interceptions that Bryant threw. Those interceptions were big. Both those interceptions were the key plays of the game, I thought. And then also not converting when the Tigers got their interception. What Alabama did in turnovers and points off turnovers compared to Clemson, biggest difference in the game, I thought. Because statistically, you know, it was fairly close in there.
Fairly.
I mean, fairly. It wasn't great, but fairly close in there. Big day for Clemson with Andrew Booth. I think they're done now to the middle of August as far as commitments go. Jalen Phillips will be the next one that's coming up in the middle of August.
I've grown very accustomed to the commit every couple of days thing we got going recently.
Five and 4 days.
So I'm going to need that to continue.
You like that? Well, you just run out of scholarships.
If not, I will bring back the narrative that Clemson recruiting is struggling, and I will spread that propaganda far and wide.
But you just, you know, you don't have any.
Haven't had a recruit in 5 days. Give me a week.
But there's no scholarships.
Give me a week.
Middle of August.
Give me a week.
In that Alabama game, Kelly Bryant, 18 of 36, 124 yards. So he completed 18 passes. First of all, 124 on 36 attempts. Whoa. What is that right there? I hit the wrong button.
I was like, I don't think that's me.
Whoa, no, it wasn't you. On the calculator part, that was what I'm trying to get right here. And what did I say here?
Calculator and recorder often mistaken for each other.
124 yards on 36 attempts.
Hey, ho, whoa, whoa.
They averaged 3.4 yards per attempt. 124 yards on 18 completions, averaged 6 yards a completion. Clemson had 188 total yards of offense. 16 first downs for Alabama, 14 for Clemson. 261 for Alabama, 188 for Clemson. Clemson actually had more passing yards than Alabama. 124 to 120. But they held Alabama 3.4 yards a carry. Held Alabama 261 total. Just the field position and the turnovers. Big deal through all that. Tigers had 2 turnovers that led to points. And Alabama had 1. So anyway, still surprised that game was turned out the way it turned out. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate. And I call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get touched at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone of sports every single day. Today I forgive Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24. Hey man, you I hadn't heard anything to you about Tiger Woods. I hadn't heard anything with you about
is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine, but he's playing this week in the World Golf Championships.
Oh, I'm not interested in that.
What?
I'm a majors only kind of guy now.
That's it now. You're only
majors in the Ryder Cup.
That's it.
Yep.
Would you pick Tiger for Ryder Cup?
Absolutely, I pick Tiger for Ryder Cup.
That's right.
And I root for the Americans.
Oh, I do too. God. Now. Not always, but now. All right, we finish things up, buddy, as we always do with a 2-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, I don't know if you saw the news this morning, but Stephon Diggs has agreed to a 5-year extension with the Minnesota Vikings. Of course, Stephon, a 5th-round draft pick, a season after Odell Beckham Jr. has been paid and given his extension. It is time for the Giants to pay OBJ and make that happen as soon as possible as Stephon Diggs gets his 5-year extension that ties into the team through 2023.
My 2-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton.